Glad you're here this evening. I've been enjoying the summer weather. I'll take this over snow any day of the week. Amen. If you don't like the weather, just remember how long winter was. Now, if you plow, I guess winter was good. But if not, bless God, it's good to have some nice sun. Amen. Now, this evening, I'm going to cover on God's word will come to pass. How many have found that when God speaks a word, you can count on that happening? Amen. Anybody in here? How many have ever heard a word of the Lord and it's so far from even manifesting that for a moment there you're like, well, I'm just going to have to wait on that, or I hope this comes to pass, or maybe this will happen? Anybody in here? How many have ever seen it come to pass and it's just like it even blew you away? I believe the Lord has that for us all in this room. That tonight we're going to cover a prophetic word given to Abraham, really Abram then, that he was going to talk about his ancestors, what was going to happen to them, a whole nation, that one day they would come back to this spot where he was at. And as we break this down, I'm hoping that you can see something in your own life, that when God does something, many times he'll do it in ways that we didn't think possible. You cannot put God in a little box and say, here, Lord, this is the way you have to operate, period. Because he's Lord. He knows the times and seasons. He knows everything about and what we're going to face. And sometimes when it's dark and you're in a valley, he's still there. When you're on a mountaintop and he's still there. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? In Genesis chapter 15, are you there? I want you to start with verse 12. It says, then when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram. And behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him. Let me turn it here. How many knows that? He's in a state of deep sleep. And he gets a prophetic vision given to him. How many believe that the Lord can still speak today in these arenas? Amen. Now, I don't trust every dream I've ever had. Amen. Say amen. Amen. I don't trust every word that's ever been spoken either. But upon Abraham, he's going to fall into a deep sleep, and all of a sudden, he's going to be gripped with fear. One translation says, great horror came upon him, that he was perplexed inside. Let's look at the next verse here, 13. Then he said to Abraham, know certainly that your descendants will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they will serve them, and they will afflict them for 400 years. Notice he's talking here that your descendants... Now, at this point, he doesn't have a child of his own by his own wife. Now, he made a mistake with Hagar. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, though, sometimes you can get ahead of what God wants to do, try to fulfill it yourself.
Amen.
Did God promise a child to Abraham, him and his wife? Say yes. I mean, those that sometimes when that hasn't happened, and now you're 99 years old, and she is 90, how many think that maybe you may have missed it? Maybe there is another way. Now, I don't know too many ladies that would say, here's my handmaiden husband, why don't you have a child by her? How many of you ladies would do that? I don't see one lady lifting her hand. I don't know too many ladies that would say, here, go ahead, here. And yet him, he goes, oh, that sounds like a good idea. How many knows he's just as guilty? He could have said no. So we can't just put it on her. But now you're 99 and God speaks a word to you and says, your descendants. How many of you are thinking like, man, I would like just to have one. I would just like to have one. When God begins to speak a word, sometimes it'll go against everything in the natural that you've been dwelling upon. Everything that hasn't happened yet, he's now speaking into that. He says, your descendants. I look at that and say, you know what? That's incredible. See, at that moment, could you imagine hearing that word and going, he's got to be talking about somebody else.
Amen.
He can't be talking about me. I didn't have a kid of my own yet. And you're talking about my descendants? I've already left my father in another country. I came to a strange land. And now you're talking different. How many knows God calls those things that are not as though they are? And see, we have to remember, he knows the future. And when you're praying, You need to realize that he knows the future.
Amen.
That we have to trust in that arena and say, God, you do all things well. You see my forever. You see my eternity. And what you're doing in us is far greater than what we can see in the natural. Is everybody with me? Does he know the yesterday, today, and forever? He is that God. When I'm looking at this, I want to be able to have this in my heart that he's speaking to Abraham. I see what's going to come to pass in your life. Is this good here? When God speaks it, we all need to realize that he knows our personal lives. I said he knows our personal lives. Look at verse 13. And he said, know certainly that your descendants will be a stranger in a land that's not theirs, and they will serve them. He's beginning to speak to the nation of Israel. Hasn't even been formed yet, but it's already there. It's already in him. That they'll be brought into bondage to another nation. Can you imagine him having great freedom right now? And he's speaking of a nation that's going to come to pass and they're going to be in bondage. How many think that would be gripping to you? That you finally have descendants, but now they're going to go into a strange land. God's going to begin to lay all this out in just a few verses. Here's what I believe. The Lord doesn't have to speak a lot of words to communicate to you what you need.
Amen.
By the time we break this down, you're going to see a few verses cover his whole generation and the next 400 plus years that will come to pass. Amen? That's why we have to be careful. If the Lord uses us in the areas of gifts of the Spirit, try not to mix your own emotional words in the midst of it, but deliver the message. Because in many words, sometimes we can get off track. We know in part, we prophesy in part. So when you focus that down, speak the word that God gives you. Try not to add all the flowery things that come with it. How many knows it'll minister grace? God gives you a word that sometimes it's just you need this. Boom, done. Is everybody with me at that? Look at verse 13. It says, know for certainly that they will serve them and they'll afflict them 400 years. God begins to reveal to them that bondage is going to come. Can you imagine receiving the words that all of a sudden for the next 400 years, the people, your descendants, will be in a strange land and they're going to be there that long? I believe this with all my heart, that God knows totally the future of each person and he can even predict the future. If you read the book of Revelation, God has predicted the future. How many knows that it's not this scary book at the end?
Amen.
It's a book of Revelation. And when you get down, it's a revelation of Jesus Christ. It's easier to understand. Know that for certain, the length of their bondage is described. For 400 years, they're going to serve them. When God speaks a word, will you trust it? See, your faith is going to be tested. For Moses, or for Abraham, he's in a dream. He's in a vision. He's seeing that area. And God begins to speak to him. He begins to share the revelation. When you mature in faith, God can share more with you.
Amen.
And if you're able to hold your tongue, he'll give you insight in other people's lives.
Amen.
But a blabbermouth, you're getting nothing. If God shares something for you about somebody else, it's generally so you can intercede accordingly.
Amen.
And thank God for the revelation.
Yes.
And hear me out here. God's not going to share your deep, dark secrets so it ruins you. Here's what I know for a fact. If you're doing something wrong, the Lord will correct you.
Amen.
Then he'll speak to you again, and then again, and then again. And if you won't listen, he'll send somebody in your path to nudge you and say, hey, come on, you need to work on this.
Amen, brother.
And if you don't learn there, then the bad taskmaster in the world, you get taught there.
Amen.
Amen. I've seen people sit in jail and go, I should have done something different.
Yeah.
How many knows if you learn correction from the world, it's a bad place to get it from. But one way or another, God will help you.
Yeah.
How many would rather learn it right off the bat?
Amen.
The Lord's correcting you, humble yourself. Bring that humility. Say, God, I need your word. Is this good? I'm going somewhere. I'll get there in a minute. When God's word begins to speak, notice that in verse 13, they'll afflict them 400 years. It's okay to be honest. Sometimes hard words need to be spoken. He's not saying you're going to go into another country. It's going to be great and glorious. And man, you're going to have a great time. And after 400 years, you're going to be super prosperous. We're going to bring you out. No, God speaks a word to Abraham. Your descendants are going to have a rough time. They're going to be afflicted. How would you like to have that revelation? They're going to get to the place where Pharaoh's going to say, you know what, you no longer get mud for bricks. You're going to have to cut your own straw. Now we'll cut that off too. And the same quota needs to be there. How would you like to have that revelation deep in your heart? Sometimes those hard words need to be spoken. And sometimes we have to embrace it and say, God's still speaking it. It's not because he doesn't care. But he wants the truth to be known. Say amen. Look at verse 14. And also that nation in whom they shall serve, I will judge. And afterwards they shall come forth with great possessions. God reveals that he's going to punish that nation. If you want to know, Exodus chapter 7 deals with it. That God's going to punish it. But notice that they'll come out with great substance. Now, God knew, hey, I'm going to collect 30 years of back payment.
Amen.
How many knows the Lord will have that area?
Yeah.
What was owed to them, God's going to say, when you leave here, you're going to take great possessions. And if you think about it, when the tabernacle was built in the wilderness, it was built on the possessions they had when they came out of Egypt.
Amen.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So God even lined his whole church with what came out of the world. Say amen.
Amen.
How many knows God will have it back?
He will.
Even when you feel like you're getting ripped off and treated harshly, it's coming back.
Amen.
It's coming back. God has a word on it's coming back. Sometimes you got to endure hardship like a good soldier, but it's coming back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many knows that when we leave, we're going out with great substance? And if you think about eternity, how many knows that there's so much there?
Amen.
None of you are going to a place that's barren. Heaven is not barren. It's full. It's rich. But we need some of that now. And the prosperity just isn't for us. It's also to give to others. Say amen.
Amen.
Look, you're enough for you, then help somebody else.
Yeah.
Work it out. Is this good so far?
Yeah.
Amen. Now notice, they'll come out with great possessions. The Bible says this, when they were coming out in Exodus chapter 3, it says that they plundered them and they gave them all that they wanted. If they said they wanted that, they got it. They got it, they got it, they got it. And they loaded themselves down. Now here's a big problem. Their prosperity was worthless in a desert. What good is a gold band when you're hungry or thirsty?
Amen.
So that those possessions there may have made them temporarily rich, but they had no reason for the prosperity until the tabernacle was being built.
Amen.
Then their money had a purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many are seeing it? Your money has a purpose when it's in the kingdom of God. How many knows that's a true fact? Then it can activate and it can be. And it's the only time that a pastor can say, he's ever told his congregation, please do not give anymore.
Amen.
I look forward to that day.
Amen.
I look forward to that day. Church, do not give a dime today. Amen. We got enough. I love to say the whole offering is going to go help that church.
Amen.
There's where my faith is. Can God do that?
Amen.
I said, can God do that?
Amen.
Then we really need to step out. Can you imagine now Moses is receiving this in this prophetic dream? He's beginning to go through it. He begins to see the horror. He begins to see that his people are just being oppressed and is going to be there for years. And then now he begins to speak a word. But that's not the end of the story. They're going to come out.
Amen.
I said they're going to come out. They're going to come out with great substance. Ah, that's good stuff. Look at verse 15. Now as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace, and you'll be buried in a good old age. Isn't that cool?
Amen.
Yes or no?
Good.
How long was he going to live? A good old age. You need to have the Lord speak into your eternity too. Oh, I'm preaching a word here.
Amen.
Lord, speak unto my situation.
Amen.
Amen. Let your word rise up that at a good old age, I will go the way of my fathers. My prayer is for all of us in here that we live a long, full life, and when God's done to you, you close your eyes, boom, you're in eternity.
Amen.
It's the suffering that makes it hard. Isn't that a fact?
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? Does God say, I'll satisfy you? Have the Lord speak that into your life.
Yeah.
Begin to ponder that in your heart. He said, at a good old age. I love that. In Genesis 25, verse 7 and 8, it says this. This is the sum of Abraham's life. He lived to be 175 years. How many think that's a pretty good age?
Amen.
He breathed his last and he died in a good old age, full of years, and the people were gathered together. Can you imagine this dream you had?
Yes.
This dream you had in your heart that you haven't seen any of it. All of a sudden now you see a birth of your own kid. And God speaks a word and says, look up, Abraham, as many as the stars, so shall your descendants be. Boom, one fulfillment. Now you're living this out. The part of this that you're not going to see is your descendants being brought into bondage.
Amen.
But you're going to live to be a long age. How many think God will confirm his word with signs following?
Amen.
Even if you don't see everything that's been promised or prophesied or even brought to you in a vision, one day it will. That's why the people that have already went to heaven before us have prayed for God to move in this land.
Yes.
We'll step into what they've prayed for.
Amen.
And God promised some of them God would bring revival to this land. Do you know that? I know that for a fact. I know some saints that are already in heaven that God promised them that he'd bring a revival. God will fulfill that word. He didn't do it in their life, but he's still going to bring that word to pass.
Amen.
Amen? They saw those promises afar off, but they held on to them. We also... We're not complete without those who've ascended, and they're not complete without us either. Are you enjoying tonight?
Amen.
Look at verse 16. But in the fourth generation they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites is yet not filled. Notice that they're going to come back, see the whole cycle. In four generations, in 400 years, they're going to come back to this place. And I'm going to give them the land of Cana. It was huge. I'm going to give them this land. I can see that promise being working in him. They're going to go into bondage. They're going to be there for a time, but then they're going to be brought out. Hallelujah. And if you think about it, when they went into the land of Egypt initially, is because the famine was so great. Joseph kept them alive. So God sent Joseph ahead of time. It's just that Egypt and those that were in leadership turned evil against them. But God's provision was to take care of them. But he knew that even in the midst of that, I'll still be with you. And if you look in Scripture, it says that Israel even prospered even during the hard times.
Amen.
To the place where they wanted to kill the firstborn because they were outgrowing everybody else.
Amen.
I mean, God will even bless you even when you're having some things come against you.
Amen.
Can you see Abraham now saying that they're going to come back here? The land that I swore unto your fathers, I'm going to give it. And Joshua now is going to take that word and walk in it. That first generation that should have went in with Moses walked in unbelief. They looked at the giants and said, we can't go into that land. How many times have we cowered down because the giants have arose?
Amen.
How many times have we cowered down because of fear?
Yes.
I want us to possess the land.
Bless you, God.
Amen? Can we do that? Can we be those people? Can we be the people that God said, I'll use you?
Amen.
Here's a word backing it. Can you see Abraham now going, you know what? All this is going to come to pass. A couple things have happened in my life, but I know it's going to happen. And one day when they walked on that property, it's like he told it to Isaac. He told it to Jacob. He told it to Joseph. All of them had that promise that they were going to come out. Hallelujah. And one day a guy named Moses is going to arrive.
Yes.
Somebody that really couldn't speak very well.
Yeah.
Lord, I can't talk well. Aaron's better, my brother. He can talk. Oh, okay, I'll send him too. And if you think about it, after Moses got in the groove, he actually spoke pretty well.
Yeah.
Sometimes God will work with our little struggles until we get enough confidence to handle it.
Yeah.
That's good. And what I like about Scripture is he used common people. Isn't that great? There's no superstars in Scripture. There really isn't. Amen? And if you look at it, everyone had a hang up here and there. Doesn't that qualify all of us? If you ever feel like you don't measure up, you do measure up. Amen. The enemy wants to keep you from being that place. No, you do measure up. Take that step. Yes. If you're stretched in that arena, that's a good thing. More than ever, we need to have the word of the Lord. There isn't a famine of food today in this country. I know there are areas that are hungry. Don't get me wrong. But there is a famine for the word of God. Yes. There's a famine for the truth of the word. We've been so comfortable with just doing whatever, that the digesting of the word, that it's your daily bread. Yes. We need to have the word like, you know what? If you don't have it, you're not having life. Yes. Didn't Jesus say, man shall not live by, but by what? Every word. Oh, that's pretty weak. Every word. That means your satisfaction and your nourishment and your life has to be in the book. Then you have to take that word and put it in there and digest it and work on it. And it makes you satisfied in Him. Amen. And if you don't have it, you're hungry. Yeah. I mean, that needs to be. It isn't just 3 points in a poem and you all go home because you all look pretty. Amen. We placated people so often now, they don't even know what sin is anymore. Right. Churches don't even want to talk about it anymore because they're afraid it'll offend somebody. No, I'd rather you be offended and go to heaven than kiss you and on your way to hell.
Amen.
That's a reality.
Yeah, bless you, Lord.
But we need to have it in us. We need to look at the word and say, you know what, this is my daily bread. I need it. Not so structured like it's not even enjoyment. No, enjoy the word of God.
Yeah.
Find ways to put it in there. Believe me, you can get it on your phone. You can get it on every measure. There is no reason why we can't have the word of God going on in our life. Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
My wife and I have a time where after everything's done, we have a phone with a Bible on it. We'll cover a couple chapters even before we go to sleep, just meditating on the word. Amen? How many of us, that's a great way to go through the whole Bible. It stops where you need it to. Pick up where you're at. Just sew that in. Are you with me, church? You want revival in the land? We got to do something different than the world's doing. And we have to do something different than the normal church is doing. We have to say, God, as for me and my house, I'm serving Him.
Amen.
Jesus said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. God's speaking unto him. He's sharing with him revelation that no one else has. He's talking about a nation that it's not even there yet. He's talking about they're going to be stuck in a place they're not even gone yet. And he's prophesying, I'm going to even let you live to be 175, old age. Isn't that so cool? That is so cool. If he's the man of faith, and he is, he's called the father of faith. How many of us, we need to have that same faith in us? Amen? I don't know if I have a desire to be 175, but I'll take 157.
Amen?
That'd be kind of cool. I'll still look the same, and praise the Lord. Amen? Remember, two things you don't do. You don't make fun of people's hair, because that's you lose. You don't make people fun of their weight, because you gain those. Leave those two alone. Amen? Listen, when God speaks a word, listen to me, your faith will be tested. Now turn to Joshua chapter 6 for a minute. Joshua chapter 6. Sometimes it's a strange plan. Now I'm not saying God is strange. But there are times where God will work something out like it doesn't make sense in the natural. In Joshua chapter 6 verse 3. Says, and you shall march around the city, you and all the men, and shall go around the city once, and shall do this for 6 days. How many think that bringing down some walls, why couldn't it be once? Why not? Why does it have to be this way? Could God knock down the walls of Jericho the first time?
Amen.
Yes or no?
Yes.
But what way did he want to do it? His way, true? Sometimes his plans do not line up with our plans.
Amen.
I believe personally they had to march around it to get some self out of them.
Yeah. Amen.
So all the grumblers and complaining on the third day, God, we got to do this. How many more days? My feet are tired. I don't feel like doing this. Tomorrow I'm not going out. Bertha, I know you'll be there, but I'm not going. How many knows they were grumblers and complainers?
Amen.
But could we take it by faith every time?
Amen.
Could be this day. He wants me to march around it 7 times. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Do we really believe what was spoken? Abraham is seeing unbelievable things. He's seeing 400 plus years that's going to happen. He sees a nation being birthed. He sees people being oppressed. And he also sees them finally coming back to this land. I'm going to live to be old. That's a lot to believe. That's a lot to look at and go, man, can this really happen? When I don't even have a kid of my own yet.
Amen.
March around. Come on. Turn to Judges chapter 7. Remember, we're moving through some scripture. If you don't know where it is, there's an index in your Bible. Turn to Judges chapter 7, verse 7. God begins to work by faith. I'm going to take a big army and I'm going to make it smaller. That doesn't make any sense in the natural. Don't you want more people to go to battle?
Yeah.
Okay, 3 of you do. In Judges 7, verse 7, and the Lord said to Gideon, by 300 men who lap, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other people go to their place. Those who drink a certain way, take them.
Yeah.
I would rather have 5,000 than 300.
Amen.
But God goes, nope.
Amen.
I want just these. How many think God reduces your number down so it's not in your strength, but His strength? That plan is the Lord's. When God speaks a word, notice that they had to be obedient to what God was saying. We forget sometimes in Scripture that people can go, no, I'm not doing it. We forget that people can go, no, I'm doing my own thing. I quit. You have that ability. Every single person is not forced to do what they're doing. Noah could have said no. God didn't twist his arm and say, build my boat or else. He just said, Lord, I love you and I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Amen.
Even if it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Everything is by faith. You have to trust him. Just like when you got saved. You didn't have to, but the smartest thing you ever did was say yes.
Amen.
How many agree with me? Well, how many need to trust him in these things? The Lord may be speaking, look, I need you to do this. Amen? I remember one time I was working on this job site. I was doing some electrical work. And there were some people that the Lord just impressed me to share my faith with them. You ever been to that place where you really don't feel like it, but you should feel like it? Oh, you're all perfect in here. And I really knew I needed to do it. And in my mind, I'm like, well, how am I going to start this conversation? How's it going to work out? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, I had to go on this rooftop. It was a 2-story building. The air conditioner was broke. So I climbed up there and I said, Lord, if you really want me to share, make a way. All of a sudden, a ladder come, boom, next to my ladder. And the guy climbs up on the ladder. He has to work on the same unit I do. I'm on one side, he's on the other. And the Lord said, here you go. How many of us, I couldn't get away from it.
Amen.
You're absolutely, I just set down my tool and I said, listen to me. I need to share this with you. You may not believe it, but the Lord wants me to talk to you about him. I never forget, he popped his head above it and looked at me like, what? Like it was foreign. And I began to share that message of Christ, amen?
Amen.
And we chatted about the Lord. He didn't get saved at that moment, but it's like something sprung open.
Yeah.
A seed was planted, amen?
That's right.
It's like, Lord, thank you. Forgive me for fighting it all the way.
Amen.
You knew he was going to be there on that rooftop.
Yes.
You knew where I was going to be. That was pretty cool. Now, the two intersected. God's speaking. Listen to me. Your life is intersecting with the whole nation. Oh, hear this. You're going to be a father of a great nation, so I'm going to show you as the father what's going to happen to your kids. Isn't that cool? That's a loving father. Here's a whole nation that you don't have to worry about them. They're going to be in bondage, but I'm going to bring them out.
Amen.
What great comfort to know that God will take care of your own kids.
Thank you,
oh, that's good stuff.
Thank you, brother.
How many know sometimes when you're not there, or if the Lord should tarry and now you're in heaven, he'll still take care of your kids.
Amen?
Amen? I don't like it when parents outlive their children.
Amen.
That is the hardest funerals ever. Say amen?
Amen?
I'll just cover a few more and we'll close. In 1 Kings 17, verse 13, it says this, Elijah demanded the last bread from a widow. I look at this scripture sometimes and you know what? It's kind of difficult. Make me the last cake. She said in her heart, you know, we're going to make this for me and my son, then we're going to die. Could you imagine the prophet coming in and says, bake me that cake and give it to me. What would you do? I mean, your kid's going to be hungry. How bogue is that? How can he demand, how can he even ask that? Why didn't he bless the meal ahead of time? But you know what she did? She did. And then a word spoken. I want you to go to all your neighbors and grab every pot they got, every jar they got, and bring it here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to know, here's a word, that whenever you go to the meal, there'll be enough there to eat that day, and the oil will not run dry till the famine is gone.
Amen.
How many want a pronouncement of that upon yours? Oh, give me that any day.
Yeah.
Every time that you went to go to your car, it wasn't on E.
That's right.
Come on. Every time you needed this, it was there. Every single time. That's what God does. He required the dependence of this widow to say, give it and it shall be given.
Amen.
Isn't that cool? Can you trust the word of the Lord? Amen? Everything that God does, there's been examples more and more. And then Jesus gets to us in the New Testament. Oh, don't worry about tomorrow. The world worries about that. You can't change even the color of your hair. I'll take care of you. You're more precious than any of these sparrows. I mean, that's a word for us today. Listen, no matter how dark it gets, God's going to take care of us. Are you with me? I said, God's going to take care of us.
Amen,
listen, if things fall apart and God speaks a word, and I believe this with all my heart, and the Lord says, gather the whole church, go in the back, strike the corner of the building, and water come out, bring your pitchers. God could bring water out of a rock.
Yes,
yes or no?
Yeah.
We have to start taking the word of the Lord serious and say, God, if it's in there, I believe it.
Amen.
Even if it goes against the natural.
Yeah.
You're a supernatural God. Start to look at your families and begin to speak over them. You can ask him, Lord, take care of my family. He'll do it. He'll do it. How about this, Lord God? Show me those things that are going to come to pass. How many of those I've read it here? We win.
Amen.
We win.
Amen.
There's a marriage supper of the Lamb. I've been invited. There's a book of life. My name is in there. We win. One day at the throne, all will worship from every tribe, kindred, nation. There's me. God made sure I had a hope and a future. I don't have to guess about it. How much more will he take care of us? We need to know him. It's when we don't know him that fear comes in. Perfect love casts out all fear. Lord, let me know you. Those who know their God will do exploits. God, Lord, I want to know you so great things can happen. For others.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? I believe this with all my heart, that more miracles are going to begin to manifest in these last days.
Amen.
We need to be ready, church.
Yes.
There is such a world, and not to put fear on anyone, there's dark days coming too.
Yes.
Scripture makes it clear. But how much more glorious will the church be? As the bride has made herself ready, she will mature to the age that she can get married. Hallelujah. She'll be fit without spot or wrinkle. You know how that happens? By pressing. By continuing to be pure. She's not no longer running through the mud hoping the wedding day will be that day. She's ready. She's prepared. Church, I don't pastor every other church. I pastor this one. I want us to grow in grace and knowledge.
Amen.
I want us to be able to meet the needs of the people that are out today. Amen? Can God do it? There are so many needs today, we need to be prepared for it.
Amen.
How many of y'all trust what God speaks?
Amen.
Then let's start to put it to practice. We're not just going to pray for the sick, we're going to heal the sick. That's a big difference. Anyone can pray. That's nice. It's noble. It's needed. If you're sick, you want to be whole. True?
Amen.
It's one thing to bring comfort. It's another thing to bring transforming power. We have that in Christ.
Amen.
What God's spoken to you, some of your dreams have been dashed. I'm speaking prophetically now. Revisit those. If somebody dashed your dreams, revisit them. Sow seeds of life in that area.
Amen.
If God spoke a word to you years ago that said, I will do this for you, revisit that in prayer. Say, you know what? You spoke this, God. Amen. Whatever happened, life entered in. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to go back to that word.
Amen.
He'll bring it to pass. God knows where those seeds are. For Abraham, he got a chance to look in the future.
Amen.
And it came to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You also. He plays no hide and seek. He's not hiding any truth from anybody in this room.
Amen.
Spend time in the book. You want to know Jesus? Lo, I come in the volume of the book that you can know me. If it's strange and funny doctrine, check it out against this. Are there biblical examples to follow? Are there areas in that area? Say amen.
Amen, brother.
When that guy climbed the roof, I laughed. It was me and him and nobody else. And it was almost like God went, ta-da! And I chuckled. It's like, it couldn't be more easier or more harder. Right here. Share with him.
Amen.
No different for anyone. Don't be fearful. God impresses you to speak to somebody. He's already been arranging it for a long time. He's got you and them at the same place at the right time. Just open your mouth. What's the worst they're going to say to you? Shut you down? Big whoop. You'll plant something in them that'll last forever.
Amen.
And eternity will hold accountability right there. I came to you right here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Did you receive tonight?
Yes. Amen.
How many have some precious promises the Lord's given you? I may have some things that hasn't been totally fulfilled that he promised that he'll do. Let me see your hand.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, just keep it up. Father, fulfill your word in each life. Lord, what you promised, bring to pass. That, Lord, nothing is too hard for you. Time, space. Lord, even if you haven't even had it start yet, you're still able to speak into that. Because, Lord, you know our future. You give us a hope and a future. Father, I pray a blessing upon your people. Lord, meet every need in each home. Strengthen, Lord God, as we look to you, that the best is yet to come. Father, I thank you for this congregation. Bless them as they go. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for your time tonight. God bless you. Have a great week.